19. Hiccup the Useful. The 400 Vikings that were now gathered on the cliff tops broke into wild cheering for Hiccup and Toothless. They were a strange, barbaric sight, all covered in disgusting green dragon snort and slime, but beaming and shouting with the wild delight of those that have just been saved from certain death. All around them, the terrible fight that had just taken place devastated the landscape. A choking green-grey smoke was hanging around, making it difficult to see, but great chunks of Death's Head headland appeared to have been torn out by the fight. Avalanches of rock were piled up on the beach. The terrible mountainous corpse of the Purple Death lay in the deeper water. Bits of the Green Death's insides and bones were scattered all over the place, while large sections of the heather and ferns were still in flames. However, by some extraordinary miracle, nearly all the Vikings and their dragons had survived the dreadful battle. I say nearly all, because when Toothless crept forward to lick the face of his master with a flickering forked tongue, Stoic noticed a ghastly wound on the little dragon's chest, which was pouring with bright green blood. The talon of the Green Death had pierced the very heart of the supposedly heartless little dragon. Toothless followed Stoic's gaze and looked down for the first time. He let out a squeal of terror and fainted dead away. 2 days later, Hiccup woke up, aching all over and very, very hungry. It was late at night. He was lying in Stoic's own great bed. The room seemed to be crowded with a great deal of people. Stoic was there, and Valhalarama, and Old Wrinkly, and Fishlegs, and most of the elders of the tribe. There were dragons there too, Newt's Breath and Hook Fang snapping and biting around Stoic's legs, and Horror Cow perched on the end of Hiccup's bed. The dragons had flown back as soon as they heard the explosion and realised the masters of Berk were masters once more. Being dragons, they had given no explanation for their disappearance, but they did have the grace to look a little sheepish.
"He's alive!" shouted out Stoic in triumph, and everybody began to cheer. Valhalarama gave Hiccup a rousing punch on the shoulder, which is the Viking mother's equivalent of a really big hug. "We're all here," said Valhalarama, "willing you to wake up." Hiccup sat straight up in bed, suddenly very awake indeed. "But you're not all here," he said. "Where's Toothless?" Everybody looked shifty and nobody would look at Hiccup. Stoic cleared his throat awkwardly.
"I'm sorry, son," said Stoic, "but he didn't make it. He died just a few hours ago. The rest of the tribe are giving him a hero's funeral at this very moment. It's a great honour," Stoic continued hurriedly. "He'll be the first dragon ever to be given a proper Viking burial."
"How did you know he was dead?" Hiccup demanded. Stoic looked surprised.
"Well, you know, the usual. No pulse, no breath. Stone cold to the touch. He was quite clearly dead, I'm afraid."
"Oh, honestly, father," said Hiccup in a frenzy of exasperation. "Don't you know anything about dragons? That could have been a sleep coma. It's a good sign. Probably means he's healing himself."
"Oh, Thor's whiskers," said Fishlegs. "They started that funeral half an hour ago."
"We've got to stop them," yelled Hiccup. "Dragons are only fairly fireproof. They'll burn him alive." Hiccup leapt out of bed with amazing energy under the circumstances. He ran out of the room and out of the house, followed closely by Fishlegs and Horror Cow. Down at Hooligan Harbour, the awesome ceremony of the Viking military funeral was nearly coming to an end. It was an incredible sight, if Hiccup had been in the mood for it. The sky was crammed with stars. The sea was glass flat. The entire tribes of Hooligan and Meathead were gathered motionless on the rocks, and every single person was carrying a lighted torch in one hand. Even Snotlout was there, trying to look solemn, with his helmet off his head, out of respect, and his hair neatly brushed. "Good riddance to the newt with wings," he was whispering slyly to Dog's Breath the Durbrain, and Dog's Breath sniggered.
"Serves him right for breaking the law,"
sneered Fireworm to Sea Slug, who was picking his nose on Dog's Breath's shoulder. A replica of a Viking ship had been put out to sea, and was drifting swiftly away from the island of Berk along the path of the moon's reflection, past the weird shapes of Stoic and Mogadon's burnt-out fleet. Hiccup could just see the small body of Toothless laid out in the boat. Beside him lay Stoic's shield, the dragon's tooth still stuck in it like a gigantic alien sword. Gobber the Belch sounded a mournful signal on his horn. He was now completely recovered after his unexpected flight.
Porp!
26 of Stoic's finest archers, standing to attention at the right of the harbour, lifted their bows into the air. Every bow was loaded with an arrow in flame.
No!
Yelled Hiccup with the best yell he had ever yelled. But it was too late. The flaming arrows soared gracefully through the air. They landed on the ship and set it alight. Some of the crowd on the shore had turned to look upwards, wondering who dared to disturb this most solemn ritual.
Hiccup!
Shouted Thuggery the Meathead, joyfully recognising the figure on the horizon. There was a murmur of wonder from the crowd as they whispered, Hiccup? To each other, then shouting and cheering and calling out his name louder and louder. Snotlout's jaw dropped open. He looked thoroughly disappointed to see Hiccup very much alive and well. Snotlout could just about take Hiccup as a dead hero, but a living Hiccup the hero was going to be very much in the way. Hiccup was watching the burning ship, tears pouring down his face. The boat tipped, and Stoic's shield and the tooth fell into the water. Just as the last piece of the boat was about to slip beneath the waves, to be consumed by fire and water, the flames reared up about 20 feet into the sky, and, shooting out of those flames, wings spread wide like a phoenix, trailing fire from his tail like a comet, came Toothless. He soared high, high, high into the stars, leaving a path of flame as he flew. He dived down, down, down towards the sea and swooped up at the last minute to cries of wonder from the spectators. Hiccup was anxious that he might be in pain until Toothless zoomed low enough over his head for Hiccup to hear the little dragon's rooster cry of triumph. Whatever Toothless' faults may have been, you have to admire his sense of occasion. Common or garden dragons are not normally known for their spectacular flying skills, but even a common or garden dragon on fire is a spectacle in itself. Toothless burned through the night sky like a live firework, performing screaming, fiery somersaults and flaming loop-the-loops. The crowd, who only a moment before were expecting to mourn the deaths of both Toothless and possibly Hiccup, were now beside themselves, hysterically cheering as Toothless showered them with sparks. At last, the fire got too hot for him, and Toothless plunged into the sea to extinguish himself, only to burst out again and fly straight to Hiccup's shoulder. There, he acknowledged the wild applause, with solemn bows to right and left, slightly spoiling his dignity with the odd cock-a-doodle-doo of smug self-congratulation. Stoic signalled to the crowd for silence, but only so he could boom out the following speech at full blast.
Hooligans and meatheads, terrors of the seas, sons of Thor, and most feared masters of the dragon, I feel humbled to present you with the most recent member of the hooligan tribe. I give you my son, Hiccup the Useful.
And the words, Hiccup the Useful, came echoing down from the hills behind and were shouted back again by the cheering crowd and were picked up and carried on the night breeze until the whole world seemed to be telling Hiccup that maybe he was going to be useful after all. And that, my friends, that is the hard way to become a hero.